This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Alcan. The United States has again blocked a proposed UN Security Council statement calling for an end to the crisis related to Gaza and the protection of civilians, especially children. Council diplomats said there was a midday deadline Monday for countries to comment on the statement, and Washington objected to it. At a high-level emergency council meeting on Sunday, there were near-unanimous calls for an end to the week-long conflict. The proposed council press statement by China, Norway, and Tunisia, obtained by the Associated Press, didn't name Israel or Gaza's Hamas leaders. Instead, the statement expressed grave concern at the Gaza crisis and the loss of civilian lives and casualties. The U.S. says it's engaging in intense diplomatic efforts at the highest levels to try to bring an end to the conflict. The U.S. announced Monday it will share an additional 20 million doses of COVID-19 vaccines with the world in the coming weeks. President Joe Biden said from the White House, the U.S. cannot be fully protected from the virus if other nations are still at risk.
We need to help fight the disease around the world to keep us safe here at home and to do the right thing of helping other people. It's the right thing to do. It's the smart thing to do. It's the strong thing to do.
The doses would come from existing U.S. production of Pfizer, Moderna, or Johnson & Johnson vaccine stocks. The administration previously committed to share about 60 million doses of the AstraZeneca vaccine by the end of June. India reported a further decline in new COVID-19 cases Monday, but daily deaths remained above 4,000, and experts say the data was unreliable due to a lack of testing in rural areas where the virus is spreading fast. This is VOA News. The major U.S. gas pipeline hit by a cyber attack may be up and running again, but Americans might still be searching for gas at some stations in the U.S.'s southeast. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Colonial Pipeline said Saturday it had resumed normal operations, delivering millions of gallons per hour. But drivers are still taking to social media to complain about empty pumps, and Gas Buddy, which tracks shortages, has loads of outages reported by motorists in numerous states. Colonial was crippled by a ransomware attack earlier this month. Sources told the Associated Press the company paid DarkSide nearly $5 million in cryptocurrency. The pipeline handles about 45% of gas consumed on the East Coast. I'm Julie Walker.
Spain is sending a plane to Nepal to pick up and bring home some 40 Spanish mountaineers, aid workers, and others who have been affected by the travel bans imposed amid high coronavirus infection rates there. Foreign Minister Arancha González-Lea said Monday that the plane will also take ventilators and other medical supplies to Nepal to treat patients with COVID-19. The mountaineers had called on authorities to repatriate them, a move met with criticism from those who said a pandemic is not a time to travel abroad to climb Mount Everest or other major peaks in the Himalayas. Nepal is experiencing a coronavirus surge with record numbers of new infections and deaths. Authorities imposed a lockdown across most of the country last month and have extended it until the end of May. Doubts are mounting about the efficacy of Russia's Sputnik vaccine. Drug regulators in the Czech Republic and Brazil have withheld approval, and counterparts in Slovakia have also expressed doubts. European Union regulators are still assessing Sputnik for its effectiveness and safety. A former executive director of the European Medicines Agency told the Politico.eu news site that objections raised about Sputnik by Brazil's regulatory authority would likely be taken seriously by their counterparts in Brussels. Anvisa announced on April 28th that it was withholding approval because of flaws in product development, which deviate from the quality standards recommended by the World Health Organization. Britain has demanded the European Union give it more time to solve the post-Brexit Northern Irish border riddle. The BBC said on Monday Britain is proposing to phase in checks on food from October, while Ireland said the deal needed to be made to work. The United Kingdom left the EU's orbit at the start of this year. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.